In this bulletin, Queensland businesses to wait up to 2 weeks for financial support. Children aged 12 to 15 given access to the Pfizer vaccine. And in sport, Australia defeated by India in the women's hockey at the Olympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Businesses and workers affected by Queensland's COVID-19 lockdown may have to wait up to 2 weeks for financial support. Treasurer Cameron Dick says a $260 million support program will be up and running as soon as possible. A lockdown of more than half the state's population in 11 southeast local government areas has been extended until Sunday after 13 new cases were recorded. Mr. Dick says a 2021 business support plan program will assist businesses.
That'll be $5,000 grants available to Queensland businesses, not just businesses in the lockdown area. That'll be available to all Queensland businesses, and that recognises the impact that the Delta variant has had on those businesses, because it stopped the visitors, it stopped the tourists coming from other parts of the country who are also in lockdowns.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says higher vaccination rates will help determine any easing of restrictions on August 29. 207 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one death have been recorded today, with at least 50 cases active in the community while infectious. 18 aged care residents and 2 staff members from a facility in Summer Hill have also tested positive. New South Wales has administered about 3.9 million jabs. Ms. Berejiklian says achieving 70% of the population, or 9.2 million, will allow for a further easing of restrictions.
And we can also sense that what the world looks like on the 29th of August will be determined by what happens in the next 4 weeks. And part of that, a large part of that, is up to all of us. Getting higher rates of vaccination, sticking to the health rules, really allows us to have a fighting chance to have a better level of freedom, obviously, than what we have now. And that's our aim.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says there is no need for concern about greater numbers of Australian Defence Force in Sydney. The 300 ADF troops will assist police with patrolling and door knocking to ensure people are complying with self-isolation and stay-at-home orders. Troops will be deployed in 8 local government areas in Sydney's west and southwest. Commissioner Fuller says assistance with contact tracing is needed due to consistently high daily coronavirus numbers.
If you think about 200 positive cases, then the work health do with contact tracing, that could be 1,000 doors we need to knock just on today's statistics alone. They will be helping with some sense of ensuring people are complying with the health orders. But that could be as simple as making a phone call to a household. It could be dropping care packages off to houses. It could be helping contact tracers. There are a myriad of roles and responsibilities.
Immunocompromised and Indigenous children are now able to receive the Pfizer vaccine after outbreaks linked to schools. Children aged 12 to 15 will be given priority access to the vaccine as part of Phase 1B of the rollout from August the 9th. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says the new advice reflects concerns around the Delta variant of COVID-19.
The current outbreak in Queensland is linked to a number of schools, and so we have seen school-aged children who've been diagnosed positive over the last few days. What we're also seeing, and particularly in Sydney, is a larger number of young adults who've been infected with COVID-19 being hospitalised, and increased numbers ending up in the intensive care units. And
turning to sport, India has beaten Australia 1-0 in the women's hockey quarterfinal at the Tokyo Olympics. India will play Argentina in the semi-finals. The nation has only beaten Australia in women's hockey 4 times in 41 matches. And in tennis, world number 3 Rafael Nadal will return to competitive tennis this week at the ATP Tour's City Open. Nadal missed both Wimbledon and the Tokyo Olympics due to a foot problem. Australians Alex de Minaur, Jordan Thompson and Nick Kyrgios are some of the Australians playing from Monday. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 17. Adelaide, showers, 13. Melbourne, much the same, 13. Hobart, a shower or two, 13 degrees. Canberra, showers easing, 12. Wollongong, a morning shower or two, 21. Sydney, a morning shower, 21. Newcastle, much the same, 22. Brisbane, possible late shower, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, also sunny, 33 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.